The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio.
Good evening. Welcome again to another edition of our continuing coverage of the San Diego Comic-Con 2013. This is the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. I'm your host, The Surfer, and joined by my friend, Jordan Cobb. How are you, Jordan?
Hello. I'm doing good. I'm ready to talk some San Diego Comic-Con news.
And I can be joined by you, because this is not just about me. It's about you. So you can call in two ways. You can call in at area code 215-253-4516. Or you can Skype me directly at silversurfer_forever. We are broadcasting live on Rant EM Radio. Excuse me. I also believe we're broadcasting on TuneIn Radio and Stitcher. I got to get all the information available. But it's been a very interesting day, to say the least, as far as the news coming out of Comic-Con. Wouldn't you say, Jordan?
Yeah. Oh, I'll say. But I wanted to start with something I forgot to mention last night. As far as development at Comic-Con, if I may.
Go ahead.
Nickelodeon released the trailer for The Legend of Korra.
Long-awaited Legend of Korra.
Legend of Korra, Book 2, Spirit. And it officially says the day, not the exact day, but Legend of Korra will be back on Nickelodeon in September this fall. And the trailer, it's so beautiful.
I didn't find a trailer yet.
Really? It's online.
Right. Oh, it's on Facebook? I mean, not Facebook.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
YouTube, on Facebook. Yeah. I'm behind on that.
It's online. Yeah, it's online.
Well, let me look this up now.
You should. Now, of course, it showed a bunch of nice air, fire, earth, bending, all that. Also some nice characters. I am excited.
Okay.
Legend of Korra season 1 just blew me away with being just as on par with Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Let's see. I see something from a month ago. I see something from 9 months ago.
Okay. Well,
I don't see anything from today, or excuse me, yesterday. I'm joined by a friend of mine, Dr. J. Hello.
What up?
He wants to talk about a certain thing that we'll get to, but not right away.
Holy shit, Dr. J.
Because we don't want to blow our load this early into the show.
Long goddamn time.
A couple years.
Dr. J is taking the place of Steve Rome, who's MIA today.
How the hell are you doing, man?
I'm good, you?
I'm fantastic.
That's good.
I'm glad you got that out of the way. So, I don't know what video I'm supposed to watch.
Okay, hold on. That, man, Are you sure? Okay, hold on. Allow me to.
Because you know, if it wasn't officially posted, it could be ripping it down right away. There's a video that's like a minute and 55 minutes long. Is that the one?
A minute 55. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me. Wait. Okay, I found one.
There are women who sacrifice so much, not get.
It's hold on.
You should get ad blocker.
Okay, hold on. Are you in the chat room right now, Surfer?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, then I'm gonna post it there.
Okay. While he does that, what kind of news can we get into? Before we move on, yes, the audio from yesterday is posted. You can get it on, you can find it on the Rant EM Radio page. You can find it on the What Are You Reading Facebook page. You can also find it on, on the Rant Radio Podbean page. So, if you didn't listen to it yet yesterday, you can. It's up and available.
Okay, link is posted in the chat room.
Okay.
I'm starting to think I want to get back into movies, like I used to be back in 2009, 10, 11.
I gotta watch this trailer.
All right.
I know this is an audio show, but listen, just listen. So you think Korra will surpass Aang eventually as the greatest of avatars? How many episodes are we getting this season?
I believe we're getting the same amount we got last.
I thought they would expand it, considering it's so popular.
Wait, this guy—they made this guy look like he did in the movie instead of how he did in the last book.
What guy?
What's his name? The
Aang?
Not Aang. The other one. The fire kid. What's his name?
He's not in Book of Korra.
Legend of Korra is gonna run for 14 episodes.
That's not him.
That's not him.
Book of Korra takes place like years after Aang's death.
Not Aang. Zuko.
Yeah, right. Zuko is dead too.
Oh, I didn't see Zuko, the last book. So.
They're all.
And this Zuko's.
No, they're not.
Zuko's grandson is around.
Well, yeah.
Like Zuko's grandson showed up like at the end of the season, and he was a general in the combined Allied forces. Now, Zuko's son, whoever he didn't show up yet. I don't know if they'll ever show him or not, but the grandson did show up. So Zuko is probably dead, or old man at least. All right, we found Steve. You know, we found him off the milk carton, so he's alive. Steve-O.
Hey, Sefa.
You had me worried there. You know you was about to get fired.
I did find out some more DC animation.
All right, hold up. First, we're going to start with... All right, we'll get to that. First news. This is bad news, people. Thor is going to IDW. Can you believe it?
Wait, what?
Thor is going to IDW.
As Thor, as in the Marvel Comics property.
No, as in Thor is a public domain character and anybody could use him. So Walt Simonson, who is known as a longtime writer of Thor, wrote a legendary run on Thor, is going to write a Thor for IDW Publishing. He's doing basically a Ragnarok story. Had you scared there, didn't I?
A little bit. Kinda. Maybe. No. Shut up.
No, anybody can use Thor. Like you said, Thor is a public domain. There are many versions of...
Okay, I knew Thor was public domain, but I seriously thought...
The Marvel's Thor is probably blonde, where the real Thor is redhead.
Thor was never a redhead.
Yes, he was. Who has an echo?
I think Steve does.
Steve, you got echo?
Echo. Do I have one now?
I don't hear echo.
Hello.
Then I'm good.
Yes, you're good now.
So he's writing a book called Ragnarok, which of course is the Death of the Gods.
It could be interesting. I don't know.
He's also writing a book called Star Slammers for IDW. So Walt Simonson, he's getting it in. Let's see.
Is he doing the art as well?
Is he doing the art? Who's doing the art? Sorry. I hate these ads that come on these pages.
I would guess it'd still be him.
It's Pet. Yeah, he's doing the art too.
Okay.
So.
Well, I did find out something about DC's animated films outside of the whole Flashpoint news and the news of Justice League War beginning the new 52 lineup of this. Three things. One, there will be a deluxe edition of The Dark Knight Returns being released in October.
Yeah, that's old news.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Excuse me. But they did announce two other films. Two Batman-related films right after Justice League War. One is Son of the Batman, being based on Grant Morrison and Andy Kubert's Yes.
Yeah, that's where...
It's based on Grant Morrison and Andy Kubert's Batman Son, which introduced Damian Wayne. And the other is Batman Assault on Arkham, which will tie into the popular Arkham video game franchise.
Dr. J, you're a Walking Dead fan, correct?
Yes, I am.
And what'd you think of the trailer from yesterday?
I think Sasha dies, and I think...
Why is Sasha gonna die?
Because you could see that this guy... his name's not Tyrese, is it? It is,
yes.
Tyrese, right? Mm-hmm. Tyrese goes crazy, and I'm pretty sure Sasha dies. And I don't know, in the comics, I'm not was a fan of the first volume, so I didn't follow afterwards. I guess that's his daughter.
No, they're not daughter. They're more relationship.
Oh, because in the, there was a scene where he says something to her like, "When did you ever not have control of me?" And she said, "A few years before I was born."
No. She said, "You lived a few years before I was born."
No, I heard you had a few years before I was born. So
no, No, she said you lived a few years before I was born.
But anyway, it sounds interesting. They have a mole in the group. Camp that's somewhat pet friendly to zombies, and seems like that's going to be the internal issue for this season, and whether they should be living in the prison or living in Woodbury or outside of the prison. Which would be better? And it's going to be this season's more like I feel like it's going to be claustrophobic. Like that's the theme.
You can get that off the trailer.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting off the trailer. Okay. I'm saying that. That's what I'm getting out of the trailer.
My bad. Sorry, I just had to talk to my brother real quick. I had to get off the phone for a moment.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was saying. That's what I got from the trailer. Was that it's claustrophobic? It looks exciting. I'm anticipating to see what happens. So I was excited when I saw the trailer.
Somewhat news that came out of the panel today is there may be a little leaven going on between Rick and Michonne.
Good.
Which you know, in a zombie apocalypse, I'm looking for all the loving I can find. You know, I'm sleeping with grandma if I have to. I'm not talking about my grandma, but
they're talking about I said this last year where there was a scene in one of the episodes where Rick and Michonne are talking to each other, and it was kind of flirtatious the way he was saying some things like she's like, "Well, thanks for taking my side," and he said, "Well, it was Carl's decision," and she's like, "Only Carl's."
No, she said, "Thanks for taking me in," and she said, "Yeah. Carl's the one that made the call that you was one of us." Because when she, you know, she showed up with the
picture.
No, she showed up with the formula.
No, it was after that. It was when she went in and they.
No.
Carl wanted the picture, and then she went in and got it for him. And
no. When she first showed up with the formula, they let her in, and you know, first he's saying, "Yeah, you had the formula, blah blah blah," and they was keeping her arm's length. But then when Carl said, "Yeah, she's one of us," then that gave Rick.
Well, it was before he was thinking about giving her up to the governor and all that, and then it was after she helped Carl with the thing, with the picture, and then that, and then anyway, so he goes, he says, she goes, "Is that the only thing, you know," or something like that, and he looks at her, checks her out for a second, you know, and he has this little grin like, "Damn, girl, I'm gonna give it to you," like if you were Lorian and Treya, you know.
We got a new caller, Lee from Baltimore. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm glad I can hear your sexy voice on this show. Thank you.
No problem.
So
calm your erection, surfer.
So what you got to say about Comic-Con so far?
I just been sitting back absorbing a lot of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm saving the trailers. I'm going to watch them all back to back. Probably I'll watch whatever came out tonight. But, you know, some of the panels and stuff I've been getting reports in.
Yeah, I see my man Chris Nixon. He's at Comic-Con. He's posting pictures and videos. And it's all on the Rant EM group page on Facebook.
He's doing his thing with that, and I really appreciate that. It's good to have somebody there that's, you know, and with that coupled with your coverage, you know, it'll help people who may have never even heard of it before, because a lot of people don't realize how big this is, especially if they're not a comic fan.
Yeah, he posted that video of the Kick-Ass panel with Chloe Moretz. I'm telling you, she may be 15, but she talks like she's 25. I don't know if it's high IQ or she's just real mature, but she's never come across as her age. And you look at her, right? And sometimes she looks like, man, she's so hot. And then you got to remember, she's just a child.
Yeah, JLB.
And she's homeschooled, too. So, you know, she ain't meet anybody on the outside.
You know, homeschool children, a lot of times, they for some homeschool children, not all, some, they're around adults so much that they tend to be a little more mature, and they're not around children their age. You know, they're constantly around older people. They go with their mother to the, you know, and mother and father out during the day, and they're around adults constantly. So that could be
that's pretty much it.
Now, real quick, we were talking about Walking Dead. I was watching Talking Dead on that last episode, and the chick from Community pointed out when Rick and Michonne was talking, and Michonne walked away, Rick kind of
peeped. That's what I just said.
Peeped at her ass, you know.
I just said that he was checking her out
right
when they had that conversation, and then when she walked away, it was looking like he was like he had a grin. Like she said, "Was that the only reason?" And he's checking her out like, I'm going to give it to you. What do you mean? No, it's not the only reason. I want some chocolate pudding.
You know what? But the thing is, though, Rick, his mannerisms to begin with are just, I mean, does something.
Rick, well, look, I'm just going to say this for Rick. Lori's gone. You've had a good amount of time of grieving. Now it's time to get your dick going again. Look, man.
Hey, you know what?
Look, you're in a shit situation, and before you go on a big battle with the governor, don't you want to go out with one last bang, dude?
I planted myself firmly in the Rick camp when he put that machete in that prisoner's head.
Are you a member of the Rick-tatorship?
No, but I'm saying, like, when dude was like he gave him a chance, and he threw the zombie on him, and he swung his little knife, and it almost hit Rick. And Rick said, "Yeah, that's okay. Shit happens." Whack! And that was the end of it. He's like, "I'm not fucking around with these people no more."
You know that Michonne's good in bed. I mean, she's a warrior. You know she hasn't had it in a long time because she was with Andrea.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they didn't do anything.
Yeah, well, she didn't get it. You know what I mean? Maybe the back of that sword, you know, a little.
Well, I know in the comic she turned she tore Tyrese up, some kind of Ferris in the comic. I mean,
well,
that
I hope
gym in that prison. So
they change it up, so it's Rick tearing it up.
All right. So more news. More photos from the ABC's Marvel Shield has come out. Plus, they've had their panel.
Who had their panel?
No, I'm sorry. They didn't have the panel yet. But, they did have the panel on Friday. But I'm saying more pictures have surfaced as far as the episode.
Okay.
And, I can't wait for that to come on, of course. Cause,
I'm surprised the Amazing Spider-Man 2 footage has not leaked. I thought that would have been all.
Yeah, I was looking for that.
They probably put a cease and desist on all the websites before they even showed the damn thing.
See,
really?
They could have.
Why the hell haven't they done that before?
Maybe
this is the first time they tried it.
Listen, they show footage. People find a ways of sneaking cameras in with their cell phone and stuff. Now I've been to a con where like they brought it was the Marvel panel, right? I mean, the Secret Service came in. These guys was going up and down the aisles. They was like, "Put that phone away," and they wasn't fucking around. So sometimes they crack down on that, and sometimes they get out, and nothing you can do about it.
You know what they could also do? They could also put the video on YouTube, the actual trailer, and then have it so that YouTube. I don't know how YouTube does it really, but you can't upload a trailer or something that is uploaded by the rights of you know, Fox or Universal or any major company. As soon as you upload, as soon as it's processed, it'll say automatically copyright claim. The video didn't even nobody saw the video already. As soon as it's uploaded, it says copyright. You can't use it. It's happened to me a couple of times where right away it's copyrighted before you get even one view. As soon as it's processed, that's it. It's you got a strike on your account. So they could have done that too.
Top Cow's coming out with some new books. You know, they're coming back with Witchblade, Cyber Force, Aphrodite 9.
Aphrodite?
Who else?
Really?
Excuse me?
They're coming out with Aphrodite?
Yes. Aphrodite. Sorry. Are they doing a...
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you. What's your question?
Okay. They're bringing back Aphrodite? Really?
But,
I have no idea.
I thought I saw something about Game of Thrones, but maybe I was mistaken.
Well, yeah, Game of Thrones had a panel today.
No, I mean, as far as the comic book.
Yeah. What? Oh, there's... Okay. Well, apparently, there's some other IDW news. Sam Keith, the Max, is returning over there.
Yes, the Max is returning. Was you a fan of the book or the TV, the cartoon when it came out? You ever see the cartoon?
I read the books. The books were okay, but I did much prefer the animated too. That was fun.
Wasn't that on HBO too?
No, that was on MTV when MTV used to be.
MTV, that's right. Yeah, MTV.
Yeah, it was on MTV.
Used to be worth tuning in.
Yeah. Oh, also, I did watch a video interview today with Jimmy Palmiotti about his and Amanda Conner's upcoming Harley Quinn ongoing.
How did he get a woman like Amanda Conner's? I don't get it.
Hey! How did I get a woman?
Myself.
Can I
ask y'all a question?
Yes.
Have y'all heard any all right? For years growing up, I was first started off as a huge Marvel fan. Then as I got old, I started reading pretty much everything. And lately, I find myself reading more DC than anything. But one of the things that's troubling me is that I'm starting to read some of these books, and I see all these reports that these creative teams, people just walking off books.
Well,
so, are they going to do? Has anyone mentioned anything? As everyone's saying, the cause of the problem is Bob Harris. Has anyone mentioned anything about what their plans are? Why all these creators are walking off these titles?
I honestly got no idea. I really want to know what's going on at the editorial for the Superman book. I guess Andy Diggle to leave. Andy Diggle to leave Action Comics. A full month before his stuff starts getting published.
Scott Lobdell should leave, just period.
No, I agree, because I would like to be reading Superman comics, but I'm not, because Scott Lobdell is a terrible writer.
He's done some good stuff, but ever since the 52...
In the past, not recently.
Ever since the 52, it seems like they're more... editor driven than creative driven, and these editors they coming down hard on some of these writers, unless you writing Batman.
I don't think they're keeping Snyder and Capello on just because of Batman. I think they're doing it because they are a very good creative team.
Yeah, but they probably have more freedom than most other people do.
Yeah, I think Geoff Johns will, because of his position. Scott Snyder and
Geoff Johns, because of his position, because Geoff Johns is like one of the higher ups.
Yeah, Scott Snyder, and then I feel like what's the other guy? Lobdell. I feel like those. I read Earth 2, and I just found out that Robinson's leaving that.
Yeah, well, that upsets me too. I love James Robinson, but I just wanted to say real quick about I just had some notes real quick from the interview with Tommy. He says that this Harley Quinn is going to be similar to his and Connor's Power Girl series years back. Lighter in tone, but crazier due to the fact that it's starring Harley Quinn. Suicide Squad is not being ignored. It's much like in the vein of the current Hawkeye at Marvel, which you should all be reading Hawkeye, because it's a great book. This book is going to be her days off, like, Suicide Squad is her day job, and this is her, like, off the clock. Much like how Hawkeye right now is, it's like, well, this is just time off from the Avengers. And they hinted that Poison Ivy could be showing up, but tentative release for issue number one on Harley Quinn is around November and or December.
Okay, listen, let's get back to a little bit more news. Uncanny Avengers is getting a new artist, and Steve McNiven. He'll be joining the book in November as the Ragnarok Now story kicks into high gear. Let's see. What else? I know what y'all want to get into, but just give me a second. I Frankenstein. Who's interested in seeing that movie?
I am not really interested at all, because this just sounds stupid.
Because the early report is it looks crazy, and that's coming out.
That picture of Aaron Eckhart as Frankenstein. I'm sorry, that's not Frankenstein. That's just, you know what that is. That's CW Frankenstein. That's a CW.
But we're not talking about Universal Monster Frankenstein. This is a different take on Frankenstein.
Well, yeah, I know. And I appreciate variations and new spins and takes on these characters. But this is one I'm not quite really interested in.
Now,
because I like the talent.
Dr. J's getting impatient, so.
Looking at things. I'm not impatient.
DC, very impatient as a company. Warner Brothers, sorry. They're very impatient because they want that big money. And instead of building a cinematic universe a la Marvel, and you don't have to do it exactly like Marvel, they're already pushing, you know, they want to get to Justice League, but they think they have to do their other big movie, which is a team up of Batman and Superman. So that is coming out now. You're going to get your world's finest team up.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. J, go.
Well, you pretty much said it. This is, like, I didn't know how to take the news. I thought it, when I first heard it, I didn't see it as happy or, you know, it's just Warner Brothers has wanted to push the Justice League movie since the Avengers made so much money. Even before that, they just wanted to go straight into the Justice League without developing any characters, and now they're gonna go out of their fucking way and put Batman in a Superman movie, which it can work, but is not needed right away. Superman needs to develop more as a character on his own, and you need to introduce, like, this is gonna be convoluted. I feel also it could work, but it's gonna be convoluted, because first off, how can Batman beat Superman if there's no kryptonite now? On this universe in the movies, there's no kryptonite.
Well,
so
he can build something. Oh, he can build. He can find something.
So everything that happened with Zod and Superman.
Who said they fight? Who said they're fighting?
No, well,
they are. They have to fight.
No.
It's Zack Snyder. Wait. Zack Snyder said, or Warner Brothers said in the panel today, that is going to be based off of the Batman, the Dark Knight Returns graphic novel. So in that graphic novel, loosely based on that. So in that graphic novel, Batman and Superman fight each other. And in every incarnation of Batman and Superman, the comics and the cartoons, how they first meet, they fight.
They could change it, though. This Last Man of Steel movie is supposed to have been based off of Birthright, and it was different.
Okay. Everybody has either read Dark Knight Returns or seen the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've done both.
Okay, now, everybody talks about how Batman beat Superman in that storyline, but you gotta look at the circumstance behind that. I mean, Superman got caught in a nuclear explosion. He was weak. He hadn't recovered fully. So it was easier for Batman to take him at that point, and he still struggled to do it.
Mm-hmm. So, and he had kryptonite, too.
Well, is this going to be the sociopath-type Batman that Miller wrote, or is this going to be...
Well, we don't know yet.
We don't know.
I mean, this is based off of that Frank Miller's... Because that Batman is different than the Batman people have seen.
It's not going to be exactly, because obviously Batman's not going to be 55 years old. It's not going to be in the future. He's going to be directly... Like, they said, everything that happened
is he going to be more aggressive, is what I'm asking.
Probably. It's a totally different Batman. It's not Christian Bale.
Well, they said
they have to introduce a new person as Batman.
They said that Christopher Nolan's wife, she's the producer of the last film, they're not producing this movie. And this Batman, she said, has nothing to do with their Batman.
No, I understand what you're saying, but they said that if it's possible, they would still get him.
I don't think
this
so.
This was about an hour ago.
Okay.
Oh, really? Well, she said in the panel that their trilogy's done, and he said before, only if Nolan was to come back, and they're not producing this one. So
I think it's better if they do a different one, because I think that one was more based in reality. That
yeah, That wasn't very. The Dark Knight Rises ruined the whole franchise, so there's no need to go into.
Who's gonna make this movie now that Legendary has left Warner Brothers?
Supposedly Platinum Dunes.
Well, the thing is, we don't even know. The thing is that we don't even know the guy who's in charge of Warner now. They don't report. They don't have like a whoever did these last movies. Y'all probably know about this. He left, so now everyone reports directly to Warner, and they don't even know his take on how he feels about making movies, superhero movies, etc. So,
He's probably like most execs that don't find any interest in it, even though you know they make millions of dollars.
Well, let me ask you, is this going to be Man of Steel 2, or is this going to be
Batman? Yeah, it's Man of Steel 2, but the logo is the Dark Knight Returns comic logo of the bat symbol, and then the new Superman logo
on top. It should be. I mean, it makes sense. It's a way to sell it.
Yeah. But, I mean, look.
Okay, here's the thing. This should not be Man of Steel 2. It should be its own separate movie.
World's Finest. Yeah, you're right.
Man of Steel. Yeah, Man of Steel was the original movie. We got, now that we have everything and everyone set up, there should be a second solo Superman movie. Mm-hmm. Man of Steel 2. Hold on. Let me finish. Man of Steel 2 needs to be a Superman movie so that we can set, so that way. I think now that we sell the whole universe, I think another one of those movies would be fucking great. And then, but you know, maybe towards the end, you know, maybe tease Batman and then set up for a World's Finest movie afterward. Because honestly, why are you?
Well, they want Justice League afterwards.
That's exactly it.
I thought it was look. I thought it was bad that they wanted to rush a Man of Steel sequel to come out next year. No, what's worse, they're going to get Zack Snyder to co-write that. That is what I had feared most about Man of Steel. But like I said, he did a good job directing. But
he had a hand in some of
what Superman. Zack Snyder cannot write. He is not a really good. He's not really a good screenwriter. So, shit.
Yeah, but if you look at from that way, neither is David Goyer.
Wait, come on, stop. Because Sucker Punch had so much character development.
I enjoy that movie. I legitimately like that fucking movie.
Sucker Punch had so much character development. I mean, what was your problem with it? It was a masterpiece.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, and I think it's a matter of people's taste. Like, I was okay with the movie. I was not thrilled.
Sucker Punch?
I'm talking about Man of Steel. I found Man of Steel
enjoyable.
I don't think it was the greatest superhero movie of all time, but I think it was enjoyable.
Exactly.
I thought it was good, but I mean, I have my little things with it, but I mean, I feel like the thing is, it was so much done in that first movie, so much done that, I mean, just to have a straight up they have to have something different for the second one, because just to have him, I mean, he would have to be something major in this next movie. I mean, the adding Batman in, they want to compete with Avengers. Mm-hmm. They don't have any type of the thing is this, okay? A lot of these DC characters, people know who they are. People heard of Wonder Woman, they heard of Batman, they heard of Superman. Nobody really heard. A lot of people didn't know who Iron Man was. They didn't know who Thor was. They didn't know who, you know, they knew who the Hulk was. But I mean, besides that, they didn't know a lot of these people. So, you know, I mean, I guess they want to take a different approach. I'd rather them do something that they know is going to... I'd rather them focus on two characters and it be a strong movie and then try to put in six or seven characters and then everyone be pissed because their character didn't...
I don't totally agree. Iron Man Iron Man was a gamble and a long shot. And it paid off. And it's gotten us to this point here.
Well, what you saying? You don't agree with what?
Everything you just said about people not knowing.
I agree with everything.
No, let me finish. Okay, Thor.
You're not
fully let me finish. Okay. Even if you don't know Thor the comic book, people know about Thor, the Norse god.
Everybody
so,
doesn't. No, everybody does.
So that wasn't
everybody
hard.
Does. I did.
That wasn't hard to sell.
We read comics. We know a history. You go in the hood somewhere. You go somewhere. They don't know who the hell.
Come on now. If you went to school, you learn about some.
You can learn anything about Thor in school, man.
Yeah, I didn't learn. I knew about Greek mythology. They never.
I learned
Thor.
Greek mythology and Norse mythology.
I learned about Thor from the movie Adventures of Babysitting, and then I saw the comic book at the
Sunday
class.
I don't know what they teach in school. When I came up in school, they taught us some Norse mythology. Okay,
yeah, but, no offense, but how long ago was that though? But I'm just saying, like, kids today don't learn that stuff.
Hey, look.
Unless they stop teaching
social studies.
If I would have asked my mother 5 years ago who Thor, Captain America, or any of them,
everybody knows Captain America.
She would have known Captain America, the Hulk. She would have known Thor. She would have known Spider-Man, yes. And she would have known Wonder Woman, Batman, and Superman because they've been on TV for years. She would have known them, but as far as Hawkeye and all these other,
Hawkeye, Black Widow, they're...
Loki, she would have known. She would have known Lex Luthor. She would have known the Joker. She would have known most of the heroes and villains in DC, but she would have hardly known anybody from Marvel unless they had a cartoon when she was coming up. Spider-Man and the Hulk.
Yeah, my mother wouldn't. If I was to say Thor, my mother would have no idea who Thor was.
But no, he was, and she didn't know. A lot of people know Thor as
a Norse god. Okay,
like Hercules. If you mention Hercules,
she would have known
that. Of the comic, they're gonna think of maybe the TV show
I understand that, but still, people know of Hercules. So when Marvel comes if Marvel comes along and do a Hercules movie, it's not that far from, you know, people's minds of what kind of character he is.
But it's different though, especially when you got Dwayne Johnson about to play Hercules that has nothing to do with Marvel.
Yeah, that's true.
His Hercules is the Marvel Hercules.
No. You, if it was, they would be making a big deal about it.
Oh.
But what is a Marvel Hercules or not Marvel Hercules? It's still straight up the same character. You know, he's a powerful guy that goes on these quests because of, you know, he messes up and he has to go on a quest.
It's different, Surfer, because it's all upon how much power they give this quote unquote guy. You know, I mean, they could make him more human than they do. Just like renditions of Superman. I mean, they could make a Man of Steel that's more godlike, or they could make one that's more like Smallville, where it's like trying to figure out, he don't know how powerful he is. You got to learn how. It's interpretation of whoever's writing this movie and with the message they're trying to convey. I mean, a lot of people were upset about Man of Steel because they were expecting, a lot of people still stuck in every generation has had a Superman, you know, and everybody wanted to see their Superman. So some people were excited, some people weren't. If you grew up like in the 2000s, the only Superman that you knew was maybe Smallville or what came out with 2006. But us from the 80s or before, you knew a different type of Superman. So, and now this generation my son has a brand new Superman to look forward to. Same thing happened with the Joker. People were like, when they first announced Heath Ledger, I can't believe this. He looks nothing like Jack Nicholson. It's like, wait a minute, who said Jack Nicholson was supposed to be the measuring stick?
There were many people saying, I was one of them. And look, I knew, growing up in college, you're going to have so many fucking different interpretations, you know, from the comics, from movies, from TV, from video games, and so on and whatnot, and, you know, but, I thought, the first photo they released of Heath Ledger, I was like,
alright,
but okay, yeah, this Joker.
Anyway,
bottom
Hercules is based off the Radical Comics Hercules, so.
All right, but still Hercules is still a basic character, you know. It's all based off the Greek mythology, you know. Even the Marvel's Hercules, he's not that much different than what you've read in Greek storylines. I mean,
it's still kind of the same, but if you look at Marvel's Hercules versus Kevin Sorbo when he played Hercules, it's the same enemies and everything, but I mean, depending on his setting, it dealt with different things. I mean, all right, check it out. Look at Thor from the Incredible Hulk Returns versus Thor, that movie that came out last year.
So, okay. Let me find out. Do y'all think they're going to screw Batman, Superman movie up royally, or are they going to do what it takes to make sure it succeeds?
I think do what it takes, and I think people are going to be upset regardless, and some people are going to be happy because people want to have what they want to see. And there's some people to this day that hate the Avengers, some people that hate Man of Steel, and there's some that love it. You're not going to please
everybody.
I dropped
all my friends who hate the Avengers, so.
Say it again.
I know
No, I said I dropped everybody in my life who told me they didn't like the Avengers.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean,
I'm not tolerating it.
You're going to have a lot of Christopher Nolan fanboys that are going to be very angry at the direction that this Superman goes.
Is Christopher
with Batman.
Nolan staying with Warner Brothers? Or is he going with Legendary?
He's going with Legendary, I believe.
Okay, so
I really hate the fucking fanboy generalization the media has. Like, oh, they're all going to be here. Not everyone's going to be fucking like that.
And they're going to this movie
well,
you like
know,
there
are some people that embrace change, like I do.
But how much do the writers have a say in it? Like, for example, when they did that Green Lantern movie, and I'm a huge Green Lantern fan, Geoff Johns was one of the producers, but he was like a minor producer. So they changed the script so many times. Yeah, consult. You know, so like, but he was also marked on there. But a lot of times people get marked as producers put on their resume. But we don't know how much does DC going to have.
I told you. I told just off air, right, Dr. J, what I told you about consultants.
Yeah, you know what? This is a good idea. There's a movie called something about screenwriters. It was on Netflix, right? And the screenwriters talk about how they never get their idea out. Like, they'll write a script, that's their basic idea. You'll lose 90% of that idea because as soon as the executives get involved and the studios, the studio exec could suggest something, and that's something you have to try to make them suggest something you want in the script and make them think it's their idea in order for you to get it done, because if you don't, you're not going to get your idea in there, and they're going to get their idea in there, which is what happened with Kevin Smith, where the guy wanted polar bears and spider monsters for Superman and all that stuff. So, you know,
I just want to see good movies. I don't want to see another Last Airbender. I'm a huge Avatar fan, and when that movie came out, I was highly disappointed.
Look, you know, how consultants go. Geoff Johns can be a consultant. He show up on set and he say, "Hey, you know, Superman's like this," and they say, "Okay," and they say, "All right, we're going to do it this way." He's consulted. He spoke his piece. They don't have to listen to him,
and they pay him. Yeah, they just listen. That's it.
I had another thought, and it just.
But this movie is going to be it's rushed, and it's only because Warner Brothers wants.
Oh, I know.
It's only Warner Brothers wants to do this Justice League thing. They don't know how to do it, and you could tell because they always rely on the same people. So they say, you know what, this guy Zack Snyder's had some successful movies. Let's go with him as a director. Christopher Nolan did billions of dollars for the Batman series, so let's add him on here when he has no business being on Superman. And then David Goyer, who wrote all these scripts, who's not a great writer either, let's have him write it. So, you know, look at David Goyer's list of scripts, how many movies he's done that have been bad compared to good. You know,
but
and then think, why does this guy have to be involved in this?
But listen,
what year does it do again?
2015.
Listen. You know, even when you write a script, okay, it still comes down to it's the director's movie. So he can take how much out of that script he wants, and you know, he can keep what he wants and throw out what he wants. So that's what Frank Miller ran into with the RoboCop series, you know. Frank Miller wrote RoboCop 2, right?
Yeah.
And okay, RoboCop 2 is not as good as RoboCop, but it's pretty entertaining, you know.
It's better than 3.
Right. He wrote 3 also. But he said, you know, I wrote 3 and they didn't do nothing I wanted.
That's why a lot of people, writers, their stuff sit on the shelf because, I mean, mm-hmm. I understand that. But, I mean, all right, like, I'm looking at Goya now. And you're right. He has a lot of stuff in there. But, I mean, he did Bleed. That was the first. He did all 3. But, I mean, he wrote that. He did Dark. He did what? Dark Knight was good. He wrote the story for that. And he's doing Man of Steel 2. And he's doing Justice League.
Yep. And Godzilla.
That's their guy.
And everything. Yeah, he's their guy now. After that, he's their guy. It's the go-to guy to do everything.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think
he'll be
our
involved in The Flash and Wonder
are,
Woman
listen,
and everything?
There are writers.
Our expectations are too high for some of these movies. Knowing
they're always
going to
be too high.
But they should be high because they look at what they've given us in the cartoons.
I'm saying,
and
what
the
are we
comics.
Looking for as comic fans, Dr. J? I'm asking. I'm not arguing. I'm asking.
A good movie, like Thor.
What I'm saying, define that. Is a good movie for us it being just like the comic, or a good movie for us is what is going to make them money? Because I think their main concern is to make money.
It has to be both. Okay, you listen. when I go see these movies, I want to see what I've been reading for all these years. And I understand they have to change things because it's a different format, and you got to bring in a bigger audience than the average comic book reader. But example, that very first Punisher movie, Dolph Lundgren. There's nothing that tells you that's a Punisher movie except for the title of the movie.
They weren't ready. They weren't ready back then.
They didn't have the money either.
They weren't ready. To do that, it required a lot to tell that story. And to me personally, the Punisher I read earlier on, or what I understand the Punisher truly to be, for them to make a Punisher movie like that, it would have to be rated R.
Now, I've heard people say Man on Fire is a great Punisher movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I totally agree with that, because Man on Fire, I love that movie, right? But if you change the name to the Punisher, and it's the concept of a guy trying to get a little girl back, then maybe people don't judge it the same.
Well, I think we've had a lot of Punisher movies. If you look at it, that's that. Like, Death Wish was a Punisher movie. Yeah. You about to say that?
Death Sentence, which is the original, the original story that was adapted to Death Wish. But the movie Death Sentence came out later than Death Wish. But that's Death the main. That's the same story as the Punisher. Which same story as Death Wish, which is the fucking Punisher. It's the
Charles Bronson was the Punisher.
Yeah, for them not to do a Punisher movie.
The Punisher was based off Charles Bronson.
Say it again.
The Punisher was based off Charles Bronson movies.
Yeah, but what I say is that for them not to do the Punisher justice yet on film is sad. It's sad because that's such an easy character to have people like, because they've done it without calling him the Punisher before.
Well, I think the thing is that, I think they also got to look long term. Like, for example, somebody was upset. I don't know. It might have been Lex that said new RoboCop PG-13. I think they look at long term in today's time. They look at how much toys they can sell. Can they sell? You know, they want
the remake
everybody
is
going to
be PG-13.
They don't want to market something where parents are like, my child to see.
I am not looking forward to this RoboCop remake.
I'm not big on remakes.
I mean, I'll give it a chance, but I mean, this RoboCop. There's a point behind the original RoboCop, and I think now they're just doing a movie because you're going to have a guy half man, half machine. And, you know, people want to nostalgically eat it up. But if you don't have the same tongue-in-cheek storyline going on, the same commentary on violence in movies, like, that's what the original RoboCop is.
But, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but there's certain things that I didn't want to give a chance, Surfer. I'm going to name one. When I was younger, one of the shows I used to like was 21 Jump Street. When I saw the new one, I was like, when I heard of the new one, I said they should have called that Police Academy if it's going to be a comedy and not 21 Jump Street. But I liked the movie. I thought it was funny. I mean, it was different than the TV show was serious, but I mean, it was a different spin. Would I still call it 21 Jump Street? Probably not. Probably would call it Police Academy. Yeah, but it was a good movie.
No, I understand Jump Street, you know, they did it different from the TV show. But you watch the original RoboCop, and that Ed 209 shoots up that exec in the office, right?
Oh, yeah.
You ever see the uncut version?
I might have.
I mean, it's only a few seconds cut out, but he is shot up to such a bloody pulp, and so many scenes they cut out to get it into the theaters as an R rating. Seconds off the movie. That was so RoboCop. That was so bloody, and you watch that original thing, and it is incredible how much violence is in. I still haven't seen. Movies today have caught up to that kind of violence, but back then there was nothing like that kind of violence.
But that's where it takes certain things they gotta cut out.
Okay, I was cautiously optimistic, thinking about the RoboCop remake, thinking it could be good. Then they say PG-13. That just gave me flashbacks to Total Recall from last year, which I can barely recall because that was a boring, monotonous, uninteresting movie.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I only remember
two things.
It was easy to understand in the original, though.
Yeah, the original.
Here are two things I only remember from last year's film: Reboot Alien and an action sequence in the elevator shaft system.
You don't remember Bryan Cranston being a bad guy?
Oh, that's right. He was in it.
I know. Yeah, he was in it. Well, let me ask you.
Wait, what movie are you talking about?
See, that should tell you how much I fucking remember that movie.
Oh, that Total Recall remake was garbage.
Let me ask you.
Most remakes are garbage.
No, I mean, listen. The reason why that remake wasn't as good, and it lacked what Arnold brought to the original movie. That thing he had that made people run to the theater to go see Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. I mean, the man could never act, but he had something about him.
He had a presence.
Right.
And that movie was confusing as hell to most people.
I mean, there was nothing cool about that remake. Nothing.
It wasn't nothing cool about the first one, except for the fact the lady had three titties and their eyeball,
There's something more exciting.
There's something more exciting about the original Total
Recall. I mean,
I'm sorry, it's not my cup.
Listen, it's. I love the violence in that movie. I mean, when he's breaking out of that chair and jamming things through people's skulls and stuff, that shit had me hyped. I didn't get none of that in the remake. I didn't get none of that kind of violence that you got in that original movie. But anyway.
But you're not going to get it today. Let me ask you one more. What about the mask?
No. Basic lesson learned. If you're going to remake a Paul Verhoeven movie, go all out. Go R. Go for the R rating, damn it.
They don't want it. They want to make money. So the easiest way is PG-13.
You know what? Sometimes you just want to make something for the people who...
Let me ask you, the mask, for example. If they did the mask the way the mask was originally done in the comic book, I don't think they would have made as much money.
Okay, well, the mask is open for a looser interpretation.
The mask in the comic book was like he was worse than a Joker. He was fucking crazy. And the mask that they did in the movie, your children could go see.
I didn't mind what they did with the mask for the movie. I still legitimately enjoyed it.
We're never gonna get the Ninja Turtles that was in the comic books originally. Okay,
so
that's fine.
Won't.
As long as you're not doing what that Ninja Turtle 2 movie did, which was have them fighting without weapons.
Well, it was just bad because Kevin Nash was in it. We all know that.
No, it wasn't that. I mean, okay, the first
The first
Ninja Turtle movie was fine, but then they made the call. Oh, we can't have them use weapons. So now they're beating up people with sausages and stuff and appliances instead of, you know, these motherfuckers are ninjas. They have
weapons. But you know what, Surfer? They shouldn't have made the movie then, because the thing is, if you are dealt with those certain things and your hands are tied. As a creator, you should just say, you know what? Unless it's in their contract and they got to do it, which is one thing, I would just be like, you know what? Forget it. It's not for me. Just like these creators are doing at DC.
Hey,
you know what? If I can't tell a story that I need to tell, then I need to go off and let somebody else do it.
I still love that first fucking Ninja Turtles movie. It's still great.
The which one?
The first one.
I didn't care for the. I didn't like the sequels. A lot of movies I didn't care for.
Damn,
we know. It wasn't until Terminator 2 that I really. One of the sequels that I really enjoyed.
All right, we know Marvel's doing Thor and Captain America 2. I want to know which one y'all are looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to neither one.
Neither one.
Just because I felt like their story, them coming out the first time, was a setup for the Avengers. I don't think Iron Man 3 was necessary.
Yeah. I don't think.
I loved Iron Man 3.
Characters. They should show. Give other people.
Yeah, they
that's
are.
True. I didn't like.
They're
Captain
doing
America
other characters after Avengers 2. They already got Ant-Man on the list. Doctor Strange.
But you know what? That's fine. People don't know them, but they could have. Hawkeye became more popular after the movie for a lot of people. Give him a movie.
Uh-huh. Sucks. Jeremy Renner may not even stick around to play Hawkeye in the Avengers.
Well, they were all bitching about money, weren't they?
Yeah, but he wants to get paid. I mean,
but what does he need to get paid? He's barely in the damn movie. The money he got was good for him. Yeah, well, you know what? They're going to give them the money no matter what, but he shouldn't be too greedy because, you know, because the movie's going to make billions of dollars, the sequel.
Which is why they really can't get too greedy
with what they want.
Which is why everybody wants to get their
balls. It ain't like Halle Berry who's asking for more time. I mean, you know, I can pay these people what they deserve, though.
Jeremy Renner to look at Ed Norton, and if he wishes he was a little bit nicer, he could have been in the Avengers.
Okay. What I'm saying is that, I will say this, Dr. J, I'm saying if the amount of money that the Avengers and stuff made, and this, that, and the other, they should pay. He was a part of that movie. They should pay him a reasonable amount. Like you said, nothing greedy, but reasonable. Don't pay these guys. Don't go paying one person all this money. And then, because, I mean, everyone knows how much money came into that movie.
This guy needs $50 million, so Robert Downey Jr.
I mean, all I'm saying is that if you got people that's playing these roles, and I don't know about you, but I'm tired of seeing three different Incredible Hulks. I'm tired of all these damn reboots.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they should have gave Ed Norton the money he wanted. I think it would have made sense.
It wasn't the money about Ed Norton.
Huh?
That wasn't the problem. It wasn't money.
It was about...
Ed Norton got upset.
Kevin Feige or whatever, Feige, said that the negotiations was about money.
Yeah,
and then later on, Ed Norton said, his publicist said, no, he needs to retract that statement because it wasn't because of the money.
Right.
But it was because of the money.
But it was also a disagreement over the cut of the last Hulk movie. Ed Norton wanted to do a different cut than what came out.
They want to do the thing where they find the shield, and that's in the deleted scenes, and they said no.
That's nothing. He wanted a longer, darker, character-driven story. Marvel wanted to do a more action-packed story. You can't do a Hulk movie if he's not kicking ass. I mean,
how many origin stories do we need for some of these characters? Why do everybody feel like we have to jump in with an origin story?
Because they think people people don't really know, besides comic book people, who these characters are.
But the thing is, some of the most popular characters, though, you don't even know their origins. Look at, for years we didn't know Wolverine's origin. For years, Joker, no one still don't know who the hell, where he come from, but they some of the most popular people. You can make a movie, and through the series of movies, show flashbacks.
Listen, the Michael Keaton Batman, they didn't go through his origin. He just, I'm Batman.
Well, they showed a fake family that was resembling, you know, Bruce Wayne's family. The guy kills these two people. You thought that was Bruce Wayne's family, but you find Batman's already different. There, ready to kick these guys'
but
asses.
That's not taking the whole story and making it about him becoming Batman.
Batman Begins. They did the flashback thing in that one, and they did the flashback thing in Batman Forever, and they did similar flashbacks in Batman and Robin.
I don't want to see another Superman. I didn't watch enough of them and read enough of them growing up. I don't need to see no more Superman origin stories. If anything would have happened and they would have had to do it over for whatever reason, if it's an origin story, I'll skip that.
They redo Superman origin stories in the books like every 5 to 10 years.
I don't know why.
Well, you know what? I'm still waiting for a Black Panther movie. Yeah.
That may be coming after.
That'd be awesome.
Elba should be the Black Panther.
That may be coming after Avengers 2.
Everything.
He's got to be John Stewart too.
They're
not going to do another Green Lantern.
Man, I want Idris Elba to be.
He may be too old for the role.
I might have a man crush on Idris Elba.
No, he may be too old for the role by the time they make it.
Nah.
But
they could make him look younger.
He still looks younger, yeah.
But Chiwetel Ejiofor, he's getting older too, but he's still under 40.
Okay, here's what to do. Idris Elba for John Stewart and Chiwetel Ejiofor, who I always said should be Black Panther.
And then, of course, you know, everybody wants Mustard to play the Black Panther, but he's pushing 50, so
Idris Elba's only 40. So
no, I'm talking about not Idris Elba. I said Mustard.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
You know who I'm talking about?
Mustard, no.
Dijon Huntsman.
Why don't you just say that?
Why did I call him Mustard?
Blood Diamond,
because
right?
Of his name. Jaimin Huntsman, but I call him Mustard because his name looked like Dijon. So,
oh my god!
It looked like Digimon to me.
Yeah, Digimon.
You mean Kimora Lee's man?
Yes.
Hong Su.
Yeah, okay. I mean he's perfect for the role. 20 years ago.
I'm a stud.
And then of course I don't want them to get the Derek Lukes and all them. They're fine actors, but I don't want them to play the Black Panther.
Derek Luke is no Black Panther.
But no, he'll come up.
They need to get an African man to play Black Panther.
He'll come up in the conversation because he's a good actor.
Forrest Whitaker.
No, Forrest Whitaker's too old.
Why would you even respond to that, sir?
Come on now, Forrest Whitaker, man. The White House ain't gonna let him.
Get an African man to play Black Panther.
50 Cent.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. You trolling now? Dr. J, I love you. But stop talking.
All right, Chief, real quick, any last words for anybody? I mean, we kind of got off track of the news, but...
Okay, my last words of Comic of San Diego Comic-Con Day 3.
All right, make it quick. Hurry up.
Very big.
You're taking too long.
Do not let Zack Snyder write. Do not let him write. He is a shit writer. That's it.
Dr. J, anything?
Very nervous to see. I don't know. They needed to develop Superman more and Lex Luthor and Kryptonite and all the things they didn't use in the first movie. To throw Batman in there is just a cash grab, and I'm not very excited about that. So let's see what happens, but I don't know.
You know who else people think, real quick, could people want to see play the Black Panther? Michael Jai White.
I like Michael Jai
White. Yeah, Michael Jai White. Yeah.
But I don't want him to play that.
Which, speaking of Michael Jai White, the reason I brought him up is because he's going to guest star on Arrow next season along with Kevin Algenero.
Cool. Who's he going to be? Black Lightning?
He should be an African man, like you said, Mustard. That's who it should be. Straight up someone who's.
Man, Idris Elba is younger than Michael Jai White. Michael Jai White was in the first Toxic Avenger movie.
Michael Jai White is going to play Ben Turner, a claw-wielding assassin better known as Bronze Tiger. And Kevin Algenero will play Sebastian Blood, drawn from the inspiration from the iconic Teen Titan nemesis, Brother Blood.
Just in time for the Black Dynamite comic book, so he's going to be in everything.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, is Flash going to be in 2016?
2016, yeah. They're probably going to cast Ryan Reynolds for that, too.
That's what he should have played to begin with.
I know. He should have been
Green Lantern. Yes, he should have been the Flash.
He should have been Flash. But here's the problem now. The Flash we're thinking of is...
Barry Allen. What Flash are they doing?
No. Wally West.
We're thinking, right?
They're going to do Barry Allen.
Barry Allen, yeah.
Like, the Wally West haven't even shown up in the New 52.
But that's stupid. They shouldn't do Barry Allen. They should do Wally West. He's the better Flash.
They're not sticking with the New 52 if they talking about doing Frank Miller Batman.
They're not doing Frank Miller Batman. They want to do the fight based off Frank Miller Batman. But
any
Flash movie is going to be Barry Allen. They don't. They're trying to erase Wally West from history. I mean, he's never even been Kid Flash. It's always been Bart Allen as Kid Flash. So. The thing is, like, they brought a character back that most people grew up not even knowing he existed because they watched Wally on the cartoons and read him in the books. And so, nobody was like...
Barry Allen existed. I know. I had those old comics of Flash.
Listen, I'm not saying they didn't know,
Wally West was the Flash I liked. So
I grew up with Wally because I started reading, like, right after Wally started doing it.
Barry Allen was dead for close to 30 years before they brought him back.
Maybe they'll put all of them in it. Like, they'll put Jay Garrick and they'll mention a name or something, but they won't be in it. Like, they'll just have Easter egg type thing.
All right. So, we're going to wrap this show up. But don't go nowhere, folks, because coming tonight at 11 p.m., the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Stay in the chat room and conversate with your fellow man until 11 p.m. when William Morgan takes the airwaves. Plus, we have other fine shows on the network coming up on Tuesday. Double A and the Rant will be on the air 8 p.m. Tuesday. We'll go over the wrestling news and Raw and recap everything about wrestling. I don't know why he has his own show about wrestling. I don't want him to get my show. But it's
a show about comic book. How many shows you want?
Three. But anyway, Double A, people. And then coming up in a couple of weeks, we get a. You want to tell Lee? You want to tell people about your show coming up soon with the Young Buck?
We still settling on a date. I got to make sure I'm off work.
But this is the so old head out. From the old head versus Young
well,
Buck.
I'm gonna head off now. Good night, everybody.
All right, have a good night.
He's going good.
Bounce.
No, I'm just kidding.
Bounce. I'm just joking. No. Wait a minute. Hold up, Surfer. Why you doing that, real quick? Why you doing that? I want to really look at that picture and tell me who you think he would play better as.
Okay, looking at a picture, folks. Well, he is the Black Panther. He's just too old for the Black Panther right now.
The Black Lightning.
No. I don't think he's too old. It all depends on what age they want him to be.
Because,
they can make
listen,
him look
listen,
young.
The
they
Black Panther like is a young character. You know,
Michael Jai White is in his 40s.
I know. Well, I'm not in the camp to think Michael Jai White would be a great Black Panther.
I don't think he would be either. Like, I love him as an actor, but I don't think that's his role.
People want to see him play Black Panther because he knows the
back when we were growing. Back when arts. I was little, I know you heard the surfer. People wanted Clint Eastwood to be Wolverine. They would have do a movie back then.
Yeah, yes,
they wanted Arnold to be Colossus, Grace Jones to be Storm, and
no, it wasn't Grace Jones. It was the
one time
the
it was model. Grace Jones.
What's that model's name?
Iman.
I don't even like. Hugh Jackman.
I like Halle Berry as a.
I don't have a problem with Halle Berry. I mean,
I don't like her as Storm.
I don't like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. I think
Stacey like, Dash has a better look. That she has more.
Like Angela Bassett was too old to play Storm.
They could do Stacey Dash.
Nah, I don't want Stacey Dash. No.
Yes.
No.
She could have.
No, she's too small to play the role.
I mean, Storm doesn't have a particular size anymore.
Yeah, Storm's
used to be
pretty,
tall, but not anymore.
Pretty,
I mean,
Storm's a pretty tall woman.
They switch those people like they do Wonder Woman.
No,
Wonder Woman's supposed to be taller than the average man.
Right, if you're gonna do Wonder Woman, she can't be no shorter than 5'10", and that's pushing it. You know, Linda Carter was over 6 feet tall when she played Wonder Woman. And you know they'll put them in boots to make them taller. But you can't have a short woman play Wonder Woman. They was talking about
but they had Linda Carter around
Alicia
taller than her.
They was talking about Megan Fox playing Wonder Woman. She's like a fidget.
Have to be Lucy Lawless size or China size.
Correct. And
but she can't dwarf Superman. Like, I think the guy they got, I think that's what Crystal Reeve was so tall and Brandon Ralph or whatever his name was tall. I don't know. How tall is Henry Cavill? How tall is he?
No, he's pretty tall. He's over 6 feet. But, hey, you know, he actually had the body where Crystal Reeve was big, but he wasn't ripped. He wore a muscle suit.
They didn't want that. I mean, they didn't need that back then. I mean, back then they didn't need it.
He had to wear a muscle suit. So did Brandon Ralph.
Brandon Ralph, with that, they were just trying to go for the whole Christopher Reeve look to begin with. So.
Well, Christopher Reeve had a muscle suit on.
What I'm saying, they were trying to go for that whole 80s movie thing again.
Listen, you know, I remember growing up and they was talking about how David Prowse, who wore the Darth Vader suit, supposedly trained Christopher Reeve to get him in shape for Superman. Christopher Reeve was like, yeah, he came in one time, looked at me and said, okay, I'll see you later. You're doing good.
You mean to tell me you don't want to see that?
See what?
I just linked it.
Oh, okay. Hold on. We're running over people, but that's okay. As long as we off the air before. No,
I'm just joking with you.
That's a hot picture. That's a hot picture, but she's not.
I agree.
She's too small.
You know,
it's
who
like,
would be
listen,
better?
You're like, Jessica, like, Jessica Biel. You know, somebody in Hollywood. Yes, Jessica Biel would have been perfect, and yet. Somebody in Hollywood don't think so, and they think she's not a big enough star, and they passed on her.
You know who should be, who they should get? Someone who's not known.
Nah,
that's not going to totally work. And listen,
big.
You know why I don't want to see? I'm not a fan on people who've already played in these action movies. Like, the only exception is Captain America. He's the only exception. But I don't like if you play the character, then you play another one. Now, he was Human Torch, and now he's Yeah, well, but other than that, I'm not big on that.
Listen, that's why I don't like that Captain America.
Chris
movie
Evans
anyway.
Has been in more comic book movies than anybody. So
say it again.
He's been in more comic book movies than anybody.
Yeah, but for him to have the role that he has, yeah, Captain America's fine. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah,
but
people,
I don't want to see like
had doubts about him.
Michael Jai White, he plays Spawn, and he turned around, he plays somebody else. They got Vin Diesel playing the Vision.
No, they didn't say he was playing the Vision.
They did. I just read the thing today. Let me find it. Read it today.
That's speculation that he could play the Vision, or he could play Thanos.
Oh, I tell you, he'd be a fine.
Oh, Dr. J, who posted that link? That last link. You that was did. You, Dr. J?
You posted it originally.
No, I'm talking about this picture of Dr. J's woman.
I printed it for Dr. J. I posted it for Dr. J. If Rage was here,
she has the body to play Wonder Woman.
That's all she got.
But
she can't act.
Yeah, she can't act.
Although she did
her
well.
Her voice
those
alone
pornos.
Would be done. Her voice alone would be it for me.
Those pornos.
I mean, she could do the Wonder Woman porn parody. I mean,
she probably did it already.
No, she plays the She-Hulk.
You know, Jessica Biel's breast looks smaller.
She's
I think
not,
she got a breast augmentation.
She's not a big-breasted woman.
Yes, she is. Have you seen her? She was like in After Seventh Heaven. Like, she had big breasts. She definitely got breast reduction. She had to. That's probably why her career sucks.
She sucks because she started dating that Justin Timberlake.
Nah, that elevates her career.
Married to him now. I just feel like it's just she's just too known. I mean, I'm okay. Look, Dr. J, I'm okay with her as an actor. I think she's beautiful. I don't have a problem with her at all. Zero. It's just that I like to see fresh faces when I see. I don't need all that star power in a movie to see some of these people. Jeremy Renner, not everybody really didn't know who he was and stuff. Robert Downey Jr. is an exception. But everybody else, I was cool with.
Yo, that speculation, Lee, about him playing the Vision.
Right.
They haven't announced who he's playing yet, but yeah, he could play the Vision. He could play Thanos. Those are the two people. I mean, there was even thought he could voice Rocket Raccoon. Anybody believe that?
That would be fun. But I never pictured Rocket Raccoon talking like that. But who knows? That's kind of like that's just like a baby kid with a little bit tone, a little bit doing a baby's voice, I guess.
Well. Rocket Raccoon is going to be on TV tomorrow on
Lamb
Ultimate
murdered
Spider-Man.
You. Lamb murdered you. On what?
You know, she's not
Ultimate
really
Spider-Man.
Pretty anymore. She got real
Guardians
old.
Of the Galaxy is going to show up on Ultimate Spider-Man tomorrow.
You know that?
Oh, with adults, not adults, but what's it called? They supposed to be doing a DC thing on Robot Chicken.
Oh, they do that all the time.
They're doing another one, though, a new one.
She's 31 years old. She looks like 50.
Who looks 31? Who
Probably see her makeup on.
Who looks...
Jessica Timberlake.
Cause she's dating him, and he's sucking all the beauty out of her.
She does look really old now.
Did anybody hear they were talking? That at one point they were considering Bryan Cranston to be Lex Luthor.
Yes, I've heard that.
Okay, I just want to make sure I didn't dream it or something.
Oh yeah, that'd be funny with his bald head as Heisenberg, or Walter White to be Lex Luthor.
Kevin
Smith thinks, and he hates the guy, that Bruce Willis could play a good Lex Luthor.
Yeah, I heard that.
I don't want to see Bruce Willis in that role.
Bruce Willis sucks the life out of films, to be honest. I don't like him anymore.
Yeah, that would A, drive up your budget, and B, that would take... I mean, you would have to give him... more time than necessary as Lex Luthor. You want Lex Luthor in the background. You don't want him to be the forefront of what's going on. Like, you know, let's get some Brainiac with some Metallo or somebody.
Let me ask you a question. If they were to do Avengers 2 and they were to put Luke Cage in there, who could play Luke Cage?
Well, my choice for Luke Cage died. So,
who was that? The Rock's Black Adam.
You know, I wouldn't mind a Rock playing Luke Cage, but
no, he
Michael Clark
like
Duncan,
G.I. Joe,
would have been my choice for a Luke Cage movie.
Who?
Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh,
But he had got too old for the role after a while anyway. But yeah, I mean, he would.
What about Terry Crews then?
Terry Crews, maybe.
If you want somebody that size.
Ving Rhames.
How they heart? Hell no.
Ving Rhames is.
He's older too, isn't he?
Ving Rhames is too old, yes. He's too old.
I don't want to see Michael Clark. Oh, he's passed away, but I wouldn't want. After Daredevil, I didn't want to see him in any comic book movie ever again.
He was the only cool thing about that movie.
Ugh. The only good thing about that movie was seeing that's Jennifer Garner and
look, as long as they don't put Tyrese in the role, okay? That you know they was talking
that's
about.
That's Black Panther.
No, Tyrese. He's not. No, he's not.
No,
no, I don't. Tyrese is fine in movies.
It needs to be Digimon because
he's not Black Panther. He's not Luke Cage. Okay.
I hate when they do it when they, and that goes for everybody. I don't care who it is. Keep these guys if they're gonna do. Get an African guy to do it.
But you got to get somebody that's a bit known with the public. You can't you can't just drag somebody off.
No, you don't. Not if this person is introduced in the next Avengers movie first. Hey, look, they about to have an Ant-Man movie, and who the hell playing him?
Well, Edgar Wright, he sticks to a group of people. So
I'm surprised they haven't mentioned anything further about Guardians of the Galaxy.
What do you mean? There's plenty of news about Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm saying just recently, so far. Have they said anything in the last couple of days?
Yeah, they just had a panel. Marvel just had a panel. I was just looking at it. Hold on, let me go back to the
article. Is this guy from Sons of Anarchy and Guardians of the Galaxy?
Well, the guy from Parks and Rec is playing.
Oh, yeah.
Star-Lord.
Isn't Merle playing in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Merle's in Guardians of the Galaxy. Michael Roker, he's playing... He's playing one of the original Guardians of the Galaxy from the book back in the day.
Yondu?
Yeah, Yondu.
Why are they doing this movie only to do to introduce Thanos?
Yes, and to start a cosmic line with in the movie.
Well, you know what pisses me off? I'm gonna tell you this, I don't feel like I feel like Silver Surfer.
They can't do Silver Surfer.
Because they don't
have the rights.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say, I feel like Silver Surfer needs to have a comic book because I don't feel cosmic without him. I don't. And I think Cosmic Marvel, I think Silver Surfer.
And I want to know if they
I mean, just in the sense of, when I first started reading, Silver Surfer was, I mean, he was there. He was the man. And now it's like, when's the last time he had a book?
He had a book a little bit over a year ago. It was a miniseries.
Now he's got a podcast on Rant EM Radio.
Well, I mean, are they got any plans for him?
You never know what plans they have until he shows up. I don't know if he's going to be part of the Infinity storyline. I know that's going to be.
You want to tell me about that? I'm not reading.
That's going to be part of the Avengers. Most of the Avengers. But how do you go out in space and deal with Thanos and not have either Adam Warlock or Silver Surfer show up?
Yeah.
The Silver Surfer may show up in this.
Wouldn't that be tight if they did an Infinity Gauntlet movie, like down the line, if they built it up to that degree?
I think the Infinity Gauntlet is going to be in the Avengers. Like Thanos is going to get the gauntlet. I think that's what they're doing.
They playing with some stuff now. I don't know if they want to go that far.
Listen, he may get the gauntlet. They're not going to go all out like they did with the Infinity Gauntlet, where he's like supreme being in the universe.
No, but I'm saying that to show the full effects of what that gauntlet can do and stuff. I just want to know how long this movie gonna be, and I just don't want them to do the most. Like with this new X-Men movie coming out, they got so many characters in there, and I don't know what capacity they're gonna use them in. But you just don't want these people to do the most. And I mean, I'll just say this from my personal experience: when I watch movies and they have all these characters come in, like, for example, the first Batman was cool. It was Joker. Second Batman was Catwoman, Penguin, Batman. You know what I'm saying? That was fine. Then towards the end, they start throwing all these characters. They did it with Spider-Man. And it's like, it's so much going on.
You gotta blame Joe Schumacher for the...
It takes away. X-Men.
You gotta blame him for Batman Forever and Batman and Robin.
Well, yeah, Spider-Man did it too. Spider-Man did the same thing.
Yeah, you could blame... They do that, and Green Lantern used the same... This is the thing Hollywood does. That's Warner Brothers too. They followed the same crap that was established with, I would guess, I could even say Batman Returns, because when you look at that, you can't say Joel Schumacher is responsible for the downfall, because Tim Burton made Batman Returns pretty campy with that big rubber ducky, and some of the stuff that was in that movie was a little bit over the top campy. Then Schumacher took it to a whole new level, and then you could say Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man, look at Willem Dafoe, that's ridiculously campy. And what did Green Lantern do? They copied the same way to do those films, you know, the origin story. But you gotta introduce the love interest. You gotta have the stupid laughable best friend.
You know? I know who's playing Gamora. Your girl Zoe Saldana.
Okay, yeah. All right, that's cool.
That's a rageous girl who thinks she has a behind. But that's not relevant to what we're talking about.
Glenn Close is in Galaxy, yes. Guardians of the Galaxy.
She's Glenn Close, yes. So that's the thing. People will say,
and John C. Reilly's in it.
But listen, people say get an unknown to play certain roles. But Marvel has proven you can get top quality actors to play these comic book movies.
No, I'm fine with them. I'm fine with them doing that, sir. I don't have a problem. I'm just saying it's an opportunity to build a new person into that character, though. I mean, the thing is, when they get these bigger names sometimes, then they want to hold off a cash later on and say, no, I'm not doing... Tobey Maguire tried that bullshit with Spider-Man, remember? Why are you doing this? Listen, unless you give me some more money.
He's made that franchise a lot of money playing that role.
It was going to make money if they put somebody else in there, because it's Spider-Man.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
You don't know it doesn't. You don't know it doesn't.
No, listen. That first Spider-Man movie could have bombed so bad.
It could have. But I'm just saying that they could have got the guy they got playing right now, or somebody.
Listen, and you know, I don't care for Amazing Spider-Man.
And you know who could have been a good Spider-Man?
I like Amazing Spider-Man better than Spider-Man 3.
You know who could have been a good Spider-Man? That kid from he auditioned too. There's a tape on YouTube of him auditioning, and it was great. He's a kid. Who was in that Dwayne Johnson movie? The second one, Journey 2. That kid.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about.
That kid could have been. He auditioned. If you Google it, John Hutcherson.
Josh
Hutcherson.
Well, he's in Hunger Games now, so he's not hurting.
Yeah, but if you YouTube his audition for Peter Parker, it's amazing, and he's younger than.
Yeah, that's
guy,
the thing.
Andrew
you
Garfield
know, they say, "Oh, we're gonna start him over in high school," and they got somebody damn near 30,
the same age as Tobey Maguire was when he started.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you who they could just go ahead and let play Spider-Man. I linked it in.
Okay. Let's see.
Vin Diesel?
No, it didn't show. Hold on. I thought I got it in. You still see Vin Diesel?
Yeah, you can put it in the Vin Diesel link again.
Yeah. He could be Spider-Man.
No, I'm Vin Diesel. Here we go, right here.
Yeah, but that would cause mass hysteria and destruction.
Yeah. Racial uproar.
Yeah, so. Yeah. All right,
Isn't he a rapper too?
Yeah, Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna end the show, because we do have the wrestling call-in show come up soon, but we will be back tomorrow 6 p.m. for the wrap up of the Comic Con 2013. Yes, we got a little bit off track, but we did talk good comic books. And Lee, I've been waiting for you to come in, and you got to call in more. You got to join the conversation, because I like what you have to say.
I would like to. Maybe we could do like a roundtable type thing. It's just sometimes Lee, this show is at a time where I'm not available, sir.
Listen,
I have to listen on TuneIn.
I would have talked to Double A about doing a special time. I wanted to do a Superman roundtable. I still think we can do that.
We still can, because I'm not a big Superman fan.
But you saw the movie.
I like Superman in different media, but I don't care about Superman comics.
I've never been.
I like Superman Unchained, though. That's okay so far. Go ahead.
I've not been a big Superman on print. I mean, I've read different stories and
stuff.
What do
you think of Earth One? You like Earth One?
I haven't fully read Earth One.
I thought that was pretty decent.
You know, I read The Death of Superman, of course, and then foolishly read all those other Superman books that came after.
Oh, you and me both. I would be lived through all that. You know, we was right there. Come on, man.
You know what, dude?
When he revealed himself to Lois, all that. Remember when he killed Zod in the comic book?
You know,
I got that.
I'm saying, you know, I stuck around for those four Superman books. Who's the next Superman?
Well, let me ask you this, Feyor. They said that she's going to be on something. What?
Oh, so that's, wait, they just have breaking news. Avengers 2 will be titled Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh, no, bye. I'm not watching.
Wait, where did you see that at?
Oh, my
God. Joblo.com.
Please tell me no.
That's that Ultron has to be a joke. Horrible. Give me the link.
Age of Ultron was horrible. I won't read Marvel books now because of that.
I don't know how to click part on of it.
Bendis is
you don't know
this.
How to put the...
It's on Facebook, their Facebook page, but it doesn't have a link to... post.
Okay, Facebook. What's the name of the page?
Joblo.com. JOBLO.com. And they just have a picture of this guy in the throne.
I see it right here. I'm looking at I'm looking at a different site. I'm not even looking at I'm on YouTube. I see it in a different place. Summer 2015. I don't care for Age of Ultron. It was a horrible storyline in my opinion.
They're not doing Age of Ultron for Avengers 2. What do you see that at?
Huh?
They're not doing Age of Ultron for Avengers 2.
That's what it says in the title, man.
I'm not even on the site that Dr. J told you go on, and I see it.
Okay, so give me the link.
I said on Facebook.
I'm talking to Lee.
They didn't post a link on this web on this thing. That's why I don't have a link. But they say
up on my phone while I was talking. Let me get it.
And then Screen Rant is posting the news about Batman and Superman.
I know, no. Until I see it, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Oh, it's sad.
It is sad.
No, not that. I can't find it now.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, I got it. Hold on. You don't have an ad blocker. It's gonna play an ad in front of it.
It's all right.
I don't know if you want to play it for everybody, but they don't have an ad. They don't have.
There are win. See it? Mute.
You can skip over at the 5 seconds.
One. Okay. Comic book.
All right, everybody, big news coming off right from the floor. We thought it was going to be Thanos. I said it wasn't because he's being saved for the Guardians and possibly the third Avengers. Well, we know what the title is. Age of Ultron. That's right, the piece of shit comic event. It's not going to be tied to that, so don't worry. I'm not going to pull my hair out. But that's the official title. All right, guys, stay tuned. Podcast coming up in probably about an hour about everything that just happened with Marvel.
Okay, I don't see it on my official sites, though. Did I check?
Well, your sites might be unofficial at the moment.
So you Marvel gotta go to Studios announced, yeah, okay. CBR.
That's why you should have got with Nixon.
CBR says Age of Ultron. Okay, they got the logo.
What site you on?
Comic Book Resources.
You stay on Comic Book Resources.
I like IGN too, but right. Yeah, that's. Listen, how are you gonna do Ultron? You haven't even set up Hank Pym yet.
Well, in order to do, see, that's the thing. And the thing is this: how are they gonna do that? I thought that
they're not doing an Age of Ultron storyline.
Let me ask you a question. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I want to make sure my history is correct. Hank Pym created Ultron. Ultron created the Vision, right?
Right.
So, is it possible Vision gonna be at the end of this movie, or are they gonna jam all that in there?
Yeah.
Because we want to know who, or maybe they're gonna introduce Hank Pym in the Avengers 2. And then, wait a minute. What's coming out first, Avengers 2 or Ant-Man?
Avengers 2. Ant-Man will come out right after that.
All right,
and it may not be Hank Pym Ant-Man.
It might be Scott Lang.
It could be Scott Lang. It could be...
The girl or...
No. What's the...
not the dude they killed.
O'Brien. That's his name.
Brian. I don't know who that is.
Irredeemable Ant-Man.
Oh, okay.
I mean... I don't want no irredeemable Ant-Man. Either do Scott Lang or do Hank Pym, but at least Hank Pym has to be involved because he created the Pym particles to create Ant-Man. So,
are they gonna make? See, I know you probably already talked about this, but were they joking when they talking about what's it called? Mary Jane.
What about her?
Andrew Garfield said that he would be okay if MJ was a dude.
Yeah, he was just talking. Sony would never do that.
I don't know about never.
No, Sony would never do that. Okay, you listen. You know, when it was talked that Donald Glover wanted to play Spider-Man and people lost their minds, what do you think will happen if they made Spider-Man a homosexual?
This 2013, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, listen. It wouldn't bother me. It would bother other people.
They even making characters gay in comics. What makes you think it's going to be any different?
That's comics. That's different. They don't think that mainstream media doesn't focus on comic books. The mainstream media will focus on this, and the right wing.
Yeah, they do, because every time they turn somebody gay in the comics, they put it on the news.
Yeah, they put it, but they don't. It wouldn't that's be a major thing.
They've not turned TMZ anybody gay. They've TMZ, made up. Yeah, but they've look, made gay characters. There's no one they've turned gay. Like, he didn't start off straight, and then they said, oh, no, I'm gay. No.
Well, I mean, all right, I got you. All right, like, Batwoman, she's gay. She already was. I believe she always was. Who else? Northstar. They made him gay, or was he always? They made him gay. He didn't start off gay.
Northstar was always gay.
Say it again?
Northstar was always gay.
When he first came out, he was not.
Yes, he was.
No, he was not. No, yes, he was. He first came out, no, he was not.
Yes, he was. They said he was gay. As far back as the early 90s.
They also said that Gabriel Summers was always around, and we all know that wasn't true. So whatever.
What Gabriel Summers? What do you mean?
Scott and Alex's brother. They added him in. He wasn't always there.
Well, that's a different retcon. But
they didn't retcon with they changed him. They just made him gay. As time went on, they said he was gay.
Yeah, but he's been gay for a long time. They didn't just...
He's been gay for a long time. I'm not denying that, but I'm saying when they first created that character, he wasn't gay.
He wasn't, like, going out womenizing or anything like that. Now, why can't I post this? I'll do it later. Anyway, let's end this feed, because I don't want Double A to get mad at me.
We'll get kicked off.
Yeah, so... Thanks for listening, people. And, with that, I say good night and peace.